to 20 Feet Closer, a podcast by Bible Belt Outdoors. I'm Ryan Bailey, and I've got Mark Kersfeldt with me. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Getting along, and the season's here, and I'm fired up and ready to get out and sling some arrows.
For sure, for sure. I've been waiting a long time for this, and now got out yesterday just a little bit, and now it's just waiting for them temperatures to drop.
Yeah, it was quite miserable yesterday. It said it was only 75, but my walk wasn't even that long yesterday. It was about 500 yards in, and I was soaking wet, which it was raining a little bit, but from sweat, I was pouring by the time I got everything set up.
Yeah, same here.
So we just wanted to kind of do a quick little podcast, probably be a short one today, trying to get things kicked back off. We hadn't recorded one, I think, since like the end of 2018, maybe. Does that sound right?
I think so. Yeah, it's been a while.
I think the last one was whenever we talked to Ethan Featheroff that killed the buck up in Ohio that was like 212 inches or some odd something. But we've all been talking and really wanted to get this kick back off and record a few more. And it's hard enough to get two people on the same schedule, but a little less all four of us that kind of, you know, deal with the podcast. But, and today we can only get me and Mark schedules to line up, but hey, we're going to shoot you some questions and answers here and get it kicked back off for 2020.
Sounds good. Hey.
So I jotted down a few questions, and I'll ask them to you first, and then I'll kind of give my answer too after you. So as we had just said, me and Mark are both in North Carolina now. Mark moved down. How many years ago has that been now?
Oh boy, it's been 2-3 years now that I've been down here. It's been two hunting seasons for sure. So I would say this is my third hunting season down here.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep.
So we're both in North Carolina, but we're on opposite ends of the state. So the hunting even is different from the two of us. But as we had mentioned, our season did kick off yesterday on September 12th. And we both got out yesterday evening. No luck for either one of us, but it was just good. I don't know about you. It was good for me just to get back out. I really enjoyed just being out there. But got a lot of new exciting things for this year that we're trying, and getting the ball rolling on that's really been helpful.
Yeah, I was feeling pretty good when I was driving out to go hunting again. And I know it's been a long off season for me just waiting, because last season was pretty exciting. And but yeah, I was just feeling good just driving out to the public hunting grounds and thinking that, you know, it's good to get boots on the ground and start hunting again.
So I've jotted down a few questions, and I'll start off with, what have you been doing for preparation for this season? So like since turkey season, I guess, just kind of walk us through what you've done for prep, if anything. I know some people are late to the party, but what have you done? I know you've worked on a lot of your setup, so just kind of go into that and tell folks what you've been doing for prep.
Yeah, I guess for the two things that I've been working on, or two big things that I've been working on, are one, getting into saddle hunting. So I over the last winter purchased a Trophy Line tree saddle. I think it's the Ambush Pro, and it's a whole new style of hunting, and ultimately I decided last hunting season, after carrying my tree climber in and getting up in the tree, fully set up all the camera gear, and it was one of the better tree stands out there, but just heavy, and got up there and I forgot my release. So then I was like, well, I could either just film and watch everything or head on back to the truck. So at that point, the weight and everything, I decided that I needed to get a lighter setup. So I had hiked in quite a ways. So then this whole off season, even during turkey season, after turkey season, just trying to get familiar with a saddle and how to get up trees again. And so that's what I've been doing a lot of. And then also last season, I wasn't happy with the penetration I was getting with the broadheads that I was shooting. And so I did a lot of research and kind of increased the weight on the front of my arrows. So I was shooting 100 grain broadheads, mechanicals, and more and more I talked to people, and the more I just thought about it was back in the day when you shot aluminum arrows, they were heavy. You shot big, heavy cut on contact broadheads and never had an arrow stick in an animal. So I decided to go with that. And so I added a bunch of weight up front in my arrow and cut on contact broadhead, and things are looking pretty good now that my groups out farther ranges are pretty tight. And I'm thinking there's going to be some good penetration. So waiting to test that out yet. So those are the two things.
So definitely. And the two things you bring up both seem to be taking the hunting world by storm last year and this year. I know I've got into it more this year, but it seems to started kind of making a climb late 2018, early 19. The saddle hunting really came back, even though it's been around since early 60s, actually. And if you listen to anything with John Eberhardt, he's been doing it for 30 years himself, maybe more than that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really came back and it's evolved, and what it's turned into now is, you know, way more than it's ever been in the past. But, and we'll dig a little more into that. I want to touch on the what you talked about adding some weight up front. I'm assuming you're talking about getting your FOC farther forward, and you're saying you're using 125 grain heads. Mm-hmm. And you said you're using an insert. Talk a little bit about, I guess, what broadheads you're actually using, and maybe the inserts that you went with, and how much has it improved? I know me and you exchanged some text messages a couple days ago about how your groups had tightened up, but tell us a little bit about how you went about getting more weight up front and what it's done for you.
Yeah, so I'm shooting the Black Eagle Deep Impact arrows, and I've shot those for a couple years now and had good success with those. I like the smaller diameter and just heavier arrow in general. And so Black Eagle also has a system called, I think it's called the Focus system, where it's a insert and an outsort pair. And normally if you just buy the Deep Impact arrows, you get just an outsert. And there again, I like the outsert just because you hit something hard, that carbon's not going to split at the end of the arrow, like a lot of different smaller diameter carbon arrows might do, you know, if you hit something hard. So so they sell a Focus. It's called their Focus system, and it's an insert and an outsert. So the insert is what actually gets glued in, and on the end of that you can add even further weight to the back of that insert and create more weight even up front. So it's just screwed in or threaded in the end of that. And then on top, once you get the insert in, you can use a little set screw and you put this outsert on, which goes over the top of the carbon arrow, and you tighten that down. And the other thing is nice about that is if you're shooting fixed blade broadheads, you can just loosen that set screw and move that outsert around and spin your broadhead so that they're all facing the same way, and kind of tune and get that arrow flight just like you want and get them grouped just like you want. So that was
what is that outsert? What is that outsert made out of? Is it just stainless, or?
I believe, so I've got the The aluminum ones, I think you can even buy some stainless or some steel ones. So normal weight, I think, is about 40 grains of that outsert. This will increase everything up to 80 grains. So you're adding 40 grains there just with the insert outsert. And then I bump my broadhead up to 125 grains. So from 100. So I'm adding, 65 grains up front. And I'm not hugely concerned where the FOC lies. I know a lot of guys are. Ultimately, I was just trying to get more weight up front because of the research that I had done, and it showed to improve groups. And so by doing that heavier insert, outsert, and then adding the heavier weight, my groups probably went from, a softball size at 30 and 40 yards to they're tighter now. I'm not gonna say they're like baseball size, but I know I was able to go out to 50 yards and before, and it all depends on how much you shoot, but the thing, you can tell that the arrow is just it just shooting darts. So stabilized everything, and I'm using the A2 broadhead by Sawtooth Outdoor Products, and they've come out with a very very standard but very compact and tough cut on contact two blade broadhead. I've shot both the 100 and 125 grain, and in my testing I actually shot a concrete block, and the thing I can sharpen that thing back up and go hunting with it if I wanted to. So
That's awesome.
yeah, so it's so far my testing's been really good, and I think it's an inch and a quarter, but to me, even diameter isn't that big of a deal if I can hit the spot that I'm shooting for.
And I know you said you were using mechanicals before, I guess as early as last year, is that right?
Yeah. I hunted all last year. And I mean, I hunt from the ground a lot. So when I'm taking shots and I mean, moving from the Midwest down to here, those deer, they're jumpy. And so,
I'm glad somebody said
they're moving when you're shooting. So I don't care if they're looking at you or not. And so that's all going to take away from the energy into how that arrow passes through the animal. And I even shot a coyote last year, and that, it was happened to be looking at me, but I didn't get more than 6 inches of penetration, and I should be getting more than that just shooting 70 pounds out of my bow. So I just came to the conclusion that it was just taking too much energy, and just too much energy to open up those blades and push through. So I wanted something that was heavier, and I can shoot and be confident that things going through.
Right. So why, I know you mentioned the saddle hunting part. I want to wait and do a whole separate episode on saddle hunting. So we'll hold that for now. Cause I know me and you both have a lot of thoughts, and I know we're both using pretty much the same setup this year, minus climbing method. But I wanted to get into that in a different episode where we can spend a little more time on it. But why, since you took us that far along in your arrow setup, so what I'll tell you quickly what I'm shooting, and then I want you to tell these folks what more about your setup as far as bow and what bow you're shooting and that sort of thing. But so for arrows, I haven't made the jump as of yet to switch it to that heavy of an arrow. What's your total weight?
I think it's over 500 grains. I think it's maybe like 520, right around there.
And I've been seeing a lot of people, switch. I've even seen some getting all the way up to 600 or more. I'm still down right around 400, and I am still shooting a mechanical. I'm shooting NAP kill zone maxes this year.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had an issue in several years, and the issue that I had previously was shot placement. I hit a deer in the shoulder in Ohio, so that was 100% on me. But I have heard a whole lot more about folks switching to a heavier air and having a lot more luck with blowing through shoulders and that sort of thing. But I'm still shooting gold tip arrows. They seem to be the toughest arrows that I've ever shot. I've shot a little bit of everything, and I've really been happy with them, but I really like the looks of the Black Eagles, the Carnivores, and the Deep Impacts, and even the Zombie Slayers. But I've stuck with the gold tips for at least one more year, and I'm considering the heavy arrow setup. I may get with you more and get some numbers and testing and that sort of thing, and kind of see what the advantages of it are. But since you went into your setup that far on arrows, tell us just quickly about, you know, what bow are you shooting? You can dig into sight and rest if you'd like, whatever you want to do there. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be shooting for 2020.
Yep. I've been shooting the same bow for the last, it'll be going on 3 years. I have the Athens Ridge 32, and I've been happy with it so far. I know they've been coming out with new bows year after year, and each time it seems, you know, get better and better. I'm shooting the Ridge 32. I always like a shorter axle just for tree stand hunting and ground hunting. I did last year put on a sword sight. They're one of the a pretty durable, not much plastic on it. I just don't want that thing moving around so much, and so I've been enjoying that. And then I've always shot a drop away rest and have had quad on there for probably 4 or 5 years now. I've always just shot the standard quad hunter, and I actually had to do a little bit more tuning this year because of moving to a heavier arrow. I'm not sure if that's exactly why, but got through those things, and I'm liking the setup. I haven't changed it from last year other than the arrows, so trying to keep things a little bit more consistent.
I saw where Athens is coming out with something. I don't know what. I think it may be the 16th, one day this week.
Right.
I saw that they had a little teaser on there. So looking forward to seeing what they're coming out with. You know, we were formerly affiliated with them as the whole company, but we kind of decided to go a different direction as far as letting everybody, you know, shoot whatever they wanted to shoot. But if my memory serves me correctly, you still are maybe a staff shooter with them. Is that right?
I'm an ambassador for Athens. So if you have any questions around Athens bows, you can reach out to me. And if you're even in the area, you can come over and shoot the one that I have. But I've always liked the company. Their culture is, you know, that smaller company, but the crowd around them is just amazing. As far as you got a question, somebody's out there answering it, you can get an answer pretty quickly. So that's, I guess, one of the main reasons I just like working with them. And I've always, you know, they're getting more and more out there as far as in bow shops, so you get more availability to shoot them at bow shops. But I try to do a lot of my own setup, and the two Athens I've owned, I've got them out of the box and I've set them up, and I mean, just shooting nice bullet holes through paper, you know, without much tinkering. So, I like them.
And I know you mentioned the sword sight. Are you shooting a multi pin or are you shooting a single pin this year?
It's a multi pin. So I think I've got maybe 4 or 5 pins on there. So it just works better for down here. You got some thick country to run through.
Absolutely.
I mean, most of the time it's that top pin and go. But if I need to, a quick adjustment, then I just, you know, drop down a pin or two. So
that's one thing that I kind of made a switch on this year. Wait, I actually switched my whole setup. I went to the ATA in Indianapolis in January, and I shot everything you can think of. I spent almost an entire day just shooting every bow from every manufacturer. And I'd been intrigued kind of by Bear and what they had been doing the last few years and wanted to try one. I have shot a Matthews most recently. So I did go with a Bear Divergent EKO, which has the 90% let off, and I'm really liking it so far. Shooting well, but the other big change that I made this year is with sight. I've shot an HHA single pin sight for years and years and years. And this year I made a change and I switched over to a multi pin, but my top pin is still movable. So it's a 3-pin sight. And so I've got 20, 30, 40 if I have it locked in. And then if I'm, say, hunting a field or something and I have time to range and I can dial it in if I'm shooting 3D or something down to a specific yardage. But I'm really happy with what I made the switch to there.
Yeah, that's it's been something that I've looked at as well, because I used to always shoot an adjustable sight, and I can see the advantages when you're trying to reach out and get those further ranges. If you're going like out west elk hunting, even, I mean, I know they shoot a lot of those adjustable sights.
The hybrid has been, it took me a while. It's been so long since I shot a multi-pin. It was a little overwhelming at first because of how many pins I had in my sight picture. After having, you know, for years been shooting a single pin, but I honestly, I'm really glad I made the switch, and I've been super happy with the results I've got with it and what I've been able to do with it.
Now, I got a question for you. Do you shoot, or do you do a lot of your own setup and on your bow?
Yeah, pretty much all of it. I don't really have, I've got somewhat of a local shop, but it's still like maybe 30 to 40 minutes up the road. So, over time, I've kind of tinkered and learned and saved myself a lot of trouble. Now, I don't have like an aerosol or anything like that yet. So if I get new airs or something, I still have to go somewhere to get them cut and that sort of thing. But I'm doing most of my stuff myself.
Yeah, the reason I guess I was asking was I've shot, you shoot a peep probably, and I've shot the Peep It by the same company, Sawtooth.
And I've
set up a couple bows for some buddies, and man, it's just so nice to be able to put that in there and not have to serve anything in. So I was just wondering, you know, with, you know, your, when you're talking sights and everything, pulling back and seeing that it's pins and everything, how well everything is centering up with that adjustable pin.
I'm happy with it. I don't have a dovetail. They make a dovetail option by Apex as well. And what that kind of does is allows you to, whatever size peep you're running, you can slide that dovetail in and out and get it to where your peep perfectly goes around the housing. But I honestly haven't had an issue. The peep I've ran for years actually lined up pretty perfect with as far as my housing size. And but I've been very, very intrigued by the Sawtooth Peep It. It's a really cool setup. I hadn't made the switch yet, but I'm definitely considering it.
Yeah, I guess that was part of my setup as far as just things that have changed in the last couple of years, and I'm just happy with it. So just wanted to mention that too. So
So before we wrap it up here, we'll end with one last question for both of us to answer, and I'll let you go first here.
Sure.
One thing that you're most excited about trying for the 2020 season?
Well, I had some fun time last year hunting a specific part of public land that it was actually new last year, and I ran across just a great big buck, and I probably had encounters with two or three others and in that same general vicinity. So I'm excited to get back out in that area and just see what's still around. And it's not easy to get to, so I think that's why these bucks are kind of in this area. That is really what I'm kind of waiting for, that end of October, November time frame, just to get back into that area. I didn't want to booger it up, you know, yesterday by trying to trounce around, sweat it all up. So I put a camera in there, and I'm hoping that I get some pictures, and just hoping. And I'm gonna try and knock on some doors to see if I can get some access that's a little bit closer to get into that area. So it's not, and I think that's the other reason why it's just not easy to get to. So that's what I'm excited for.
And that you bring up a really good point, and something that I've really been studying on a lot. Are you planning on, so you're not going to go in there at all until the end of October, the 1st of November, or do you plan on?
The conditions have really got to be good for me to go in there, just because I think I went out four different times, and just from memory, I saw four different shooter bucks. And so the conditions really got to be right. Like if there's a cold front coming in and it's a wet day, where I can slip in nice and quietly, I want to kind of go in lightly and just watch. But I don't want to even go check the camera till the end of October, just because kind of that honey hole of things, and it could be complete bust, but I've got a plan to get a hold of some of the private landowners, and I'm almost going to ask them if I can park in their driveway and just skip over and walk onto the public land to hunt.
Right. And there, you know, there's a lot more of that, you know, going on now, as far as people have so much more confidence in a first time sit in a spot. And that's one thing that I've really been studying a lot on, is some of these guys are not hunting a set, especially on public, more than one time a season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, where for turkeys, I hunt a lot of public, but as far as deer go, honestly, I'm in a transition period, I guess, mm-hmm. to the point where I've been hunting private for a long time, and kind of doing it the old way that everybody around here has always done it. And you've got your set stands here, there, in certain spots, and they've been the same spots for the last 8 or 9 years. And you pick which one you think you got the best opportunity at seeing a buck at, and you go sit in it. But I'm really transitioning this year into more being more mobile, hunting public land more, and even on some private, I'm trying not to hunt the same spot as many times, just because a lot of the stuff I've been reading and studying on seems to be that helps the success rate, because everybody says, you know, the first sit in a spot is always the best in their mind.
Mm-hmm. And is that what you're excited about, or do you got something else to itching to do?
I would say the saddle hunting is at the top of my list right now. It goes hand in hand with the whole becoming more mobile. The saddle setup, I've kind of drank the Kool-Aid, and I'm kind of eat up with it at the moment. I'm actually, there's a place I have a ladder stand, and anytime I hunt it this year, I'm going to climb up in it. I'm going to set my platform behind the ladder stand, and I'm going to climb up and sit in my saddle. Just use the ladder stand as my ladder. So, But no, I think saddle hunting is what has me most intrigued, for multiple reasons other than the mobile. The comfort of it I really like, and I really like being able to put the tree between me and the deer, especially whenever, you know, if you can kind of plan ahead and predict where they're going to come in from, it makes it really easy to set up in a way that until you're ready to make the shot, then you can lean out from behind the tree. And I'm just really excited about trying that. And I think it's going to be a heck of a year for all of us.
Yeah. I mean, in that area that I just mentioned, that was one of the other reasons I got the saddle, was because it's just, you can get in there and you can get up in the tree. Because last year I got busted on the ground probably 3 or 4 times. And so I just made up my mind that I got to get up in a tree somehow. So yeah, I'm pretty pumped about this whole saddle thing.
Yeah, and I know Jansen was going to join us and Nate too, but urban season in West Virginia came in yesterday.
Yeah.
Jansen said it had been raining all night and all morning, and the rain had finally broke. So he was going to knock out his first sit of the day. And we're lucky in North Carolina, in my opinion, that we don't have the you have to earn a buck tag by shooting a doe for their archery season. You know, it kind of bit him last year on the very first sit right at daylight. He had a 14 point that was in full velvet coming in. And man, he got some good footage of it, but that would have been tough for me. He had to shoot a doe first to get that buck tag, and he had to let that deer walk off. And luckily he shot a doe later that day and got his buck tag. But so he's going out tonight on a doe mission.
Yeah, and I saw some of those pictures that he was showing, and some pretty good urban hunting there.
Absolutely. I think that's about going to wrap this one up.
Sounds good.
I think we're excited to get back and record some more, and obviously with season being here, we're going to do our best to try to record a few throughout season. I don't hunt much on Sundays, very rarely, so. Mm-hmm. Maybe trying to record a few on Sundays after church, but
that works for me.
Everybody, hopefully our intentions are to post them on YouTube and on Anchor, which Anchor, I think, gets them out to Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and pretty much everywhere that you can find podcasts. I think they do a good mm-hmm. job distributing. So check it out there if you want to listen to this episode, other episodes, and we're excited for the future. You got anything else?
I'm good. Happy hunting.
Yeah, good luck, everybody.